So let's review. Our Gemara began on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Gufa. Rav Shmuel Darmit Tavayu. Kol Shiyesh B'Mechamesh Zaminim, Mevorchen Lov Boi Minim Ezoinis. Any food that contains within it Chamesh Zaminim, any of the five grains, its bracha would be a Boi Minim Ezoinis. The Gemara presents a second statement by Rav Shmuel, which seemed to be teaching us the same exact halacha. Kol Shuhu Mechamesh Zaminim, Mevorchen Lov Boi Minim Ezoinis. That any food made from the Chamesh Zaminim, any of the five grains, its bracha would be a Boi Minim Ezoinis. The Gemara asks, why do we need two separate statements? The Gemara answers that Kol Shuhu Mechamesh Zaminim teaches that only food made from any of the five grains require mezainis, but not rice or millet. On the other hand, Kol Shiyesh Boi Mechamesh Zaminim teaches that even if other primary ingredients are mixed in along with any of the five grains, it still requires a mezainis. Based on the above, the Gemara concludes that Rav and Shmuel hold that on Erez V'Doichin, rice and millet, we don't say mezainis, only Shahakal. The Gemara challenges this conclusion from a braisa which states, that on bread made from either rice or millet, one makes the same bracha as on porridge made from the five grains, in other words, a mezainis. The Gemara answers that this braisa that groups Erez V'Doichin with the five grains goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Niri, who holds that Erez rice can become chametz, and therefore may be used to make matzah, and this bracha is hamoytzi lechem in aretz. However, the Chacham do not agree that you can be yotze with rice matzah. Therefore, the Gemara feels that the reason must be because they hold that rice is not a grain, as do Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara does not accept this premise and introduces us to a braisa that says, "Hakoytzis es ha'oriz mevarch lo bayir pri adama." If someone chews rice, the bracha is bayir pri adama. However, tachnoi afay ubishloi, if it is baked and then cooked, he would say a mezainis and an alav mechia afterwards. Now, since this braisa holds that you say mezainis on the baked rice and not a hamoytzi, then obviously it cannot go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Niri. We are therefore forced to say that this braisa goes according to the Chacham, and that they hold that on rice we say mezainis, which means that it is considered a grain, contrary to Rav and Shmuel. In conclusion, the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rav Shmuel Tiyufta, that it is indeed a refutation of Rav and Shmuel's second statement of, Kol Shuhu Mechamesh Zamin Mevarchen Lav Bayim Mezainis, that a mezainis is made only on the five grains and not on rice. The Gemara now turns its attention to the beginning of the above-mentioned braisa. Amamar, Hakoysis es ha'iris, mevarach alav bayir pri adama. If someone chews and swallows raw rice, he says bayir pri adama beforehand, and the burn the fresh is afterwards. However, tachnei afayu bishloi, if it was ground, baked, and then cooked, he would say mezainis and the alamichi afterwards. The Gemara asks, but there is another braisa that says, lipsleif leikum, that afterwards we don't say an alamichi, only burn the fresh is. Amrav sheishis loy kasha. Harab gamliel. Our braisa of Hakoysis goes according to Rav Gamliel, the Tanya. Zahaklal kol she'enoi mishivis aminim, kagun pas oriz oi pas doichen. If someone ate bread made from oriz v'doichen, Rav Gamliel oime bracha achis mein chalish. He says it anala mechya, na chacham arm leklum, whereas the chacham hold that only burn the fush is said. The Gemara asks, early in the braisa discusses im ina prusis kayemis. If regular bread made from wheat was then cooked, and the pieces are no longer recognizable as bread, then only mezainis and alamichra are said. Now this statement cannot possibly go according to Rav Gamliel, because he holds zehaklal kol shu meshivas aminim or mesholish brachis, that even on dates or daisa porridge, one says birchas amosin. Of course, according to him, no wheat bread needs to be visible. In the end, the Gemara concludes that this braisa must also be going according to the Chacham. But since they clearly say lipsleif leklum, that baked and cooked rice needs only a burn of fash, he said afterwards, we therefore have no choice but to amend the braisa so that it too says lipsleif leklum. The next Gemara begins with Rava originally saying that the amount of flour in a porridge determines if you say mezainis in it or not. But he then reconsidered and said that he agreed with Rav and Shmuel, who said at the beginning of our daf that as long as a porridge has some flour in it, a mezainis is to be made. Next, Rav Yosef introduces us to chavitza, a cooked dish made with small pieces of bread, and says, if the pieces are the size of a kazayis, then we say hamoitzi and berchas amosin. However, if the pieces are smaller than the kazayis, we say mezainis and alamichya. Just like Amoitzi was said on a carbon mincha, a flour offering brought in the Beis HaMikdash, where the mincha was first broken into pieces not less than the kazayis before it was eaten. However, Abaya points to a ton of the Beir Bishmol that holds that those pieces were much smaller than the kazayis, and yet they still made Amoitzi on the mincha. Rav Yosi answered that by Menachis, they left over at least one piece larger than the kazayis. Therefore, they were able to make Amoitzi even on the smaller pieces. The Gemara concludes with Rav Sheshe saying that the halacha is that even if the pieces of bread in the chavitza are less than the kazayas, a mitzvah is still said. with Rava adding, but only if those pieces are still recognizable as bread after it was cooked. Adav concludes with a brief discussion about breads that were made from a very watery batter, and depending on how they were baked would determine if they were considered breads, and therefore would be subject to the laws of challah.